Sunday, the 19th of August, on holiday up here in Nairn. But Nairn is only the base. This is just the base for our daily travels around this northeast Aberdeenshire coast, which is absolutely a gorgeous place. I'm standing now on the beautiful sand dunes at the back of the caravan park, looking across the Moray Firth to Nigg, the Beauly Firth, the Moray Firth. Did I say the Black Isle? I'll say it again, the Black Isle. It's gorgeous this morning. The gorse pods are black and are popping. And the flora that are here is here this morning is absolutely amazing. Purple Canadian fireweed. Cowslip, or maybe known as meadow slip to some. Bees, insects, hoverflies. I'll try and get you to hear these pods popping in the sun. Isn't going to do it this morning. They're going to wait till I turn my back and then they'll pop. There you go. They're popping in the warm morning sunshine. These dunes are amazing. They are. The wildlife that's on them, the flora that are on them. And from the top of them, the views back inland over Nairn, the harbour, and south and north across the Moray Firth. And I see swans flying across. Beautiful start to a morning. If this is a start to the morning, to the day, oh, wonder what the rest of this day will bring. Well, we headed off to just to the west end of the town for an antiques collector's fair that we had heard was going on, and it was in a hotel, and we had no knowledge and we of this hotel, so we drove there and followed the signs, and you know that there was a private drive through trees for around half a mile before we come to this splendid hotel that looked right over the Moray Firth north, with amazing gardens and architecture, and what a tremendous place. And they had an amazing antiques fair inside. And free Wi-Fi. It was brilliant. I convinced my wife to wander around several times so I could try and catch up with things. Anyway, so it was great. And it was absolutely beautiful weather. And we spent quite a bit of time there, and then we headed back through the town to the east side, to a little village called Aldern. And about a mile out of Aldern is Aldern Antiques. And it's an old croft, I guess. And we had never been there before. We went out. And it's an amazing place. I think it looks like an old church on the slightly higher ground, and then almost like a croft courtyard, farm croft courtyard adjacent to it. And they had every little nook and cranny crammed full of stuff. You could buy Victorian chimney pots, old tricycles, barn doors, you name it, this place had it. Even Victorian linen garments and christening robes for children. What a beautiful place. And it was set right out in the open fields adjoining a forest. You could hear no traffic. All you heard was nature. And we spent quite a bit of time there and even had our own little picnic on the stone, the dry stone wall, or as we call it, a stone dike. Or as we really should say, a stain dike. And we had our little picnic there. And it was great. So we headed back to the caravan. We've just had afternoon tea, which is my wife's excellent homemade ham and lentil soup. She brought some up with her in a big pot. And we've had that, stuffed our bellies, now loafing for an hour or so before we'll take a wee evening jaunt somewhere. And spend 2 or 3 hours just running around the wee back roads. It's clouded over quite a bit now, but believe me, it is still... Well, I shouldn't say it's clouded over a wee bit, it's clouded over totally. But it's still 20, 21 degrees, it's incredible. We haven't opened all the windows in the caravan and opened the main door to try and get some air. The air very still. Yesterday, with the great sunshine, there was a lot of strong winds at times. Not gale force, but breezy. Today, nothing. It's very, very close and clammy. So, it's been another really good day. I've enjoyed it. Another totally lazy day. And we'll see what the evening brings.